A wedding. That day the thrushes finally fledged. For weeks I'd heard his whistled songs to her at dawn. Now, 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 did he do it, did he do it? Then watched her plunge into the hedge, bringing grass, roots and moss to purl with a busy beak. She stamped the floor with tiny feet, fed the cup with mud and spit, pressed her speckled belly to the curve until it grew the contours of a bird. As we sent out invitations to the feast, she laid a clutch of brilliant turquoise eggs. Day after day she sat and hatched her bulge-eyed brood. It was a wide-beaked time that wore her sad and thin. I'd see them both, smashing snails against an anvil, bearing wet meat to their young. Then June came. As I stepped into my dress, Mother fastened silk-covered buttons with her crochet hook, and I watched the last chick totter at the nest's lip, held my breath while it fluttered, stretched and flew. I brought the lice-infested nest indoors to see a tangle of your hair strung gold against the brown. We have it still, her parting gift. It stinks of food, of flesh, this living mess, this coracle of scraps.